88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles. On the web at krvs.org. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.
Sounds unusual.
There is current in our land and several European countries at this moment a kind of a nitpicking worship of historic impotence. They say that Bach must not be interpreted and that he must have no emotion, that his notes speak for themselves. You want to know what that is? Pure, unadulterated rot. Bach has the red blood. He has the communion with the people. He has all of this amazing spirit. And imagine that you could put all the music on one side of the agenda with its great interpretation and its great feeling and put the greatest man of all right up on top of a dusty shelf underneath some glass case in a museum and say that he must not be interpreted. They're full of you-know-what, and they're so untalented that they have to hide behind this thing because they couldn't get in the House of Music any other way.
Sounds Unusual.
That's right, it is Sounds Unusual here on KRVS. I'm Cecil Doyle. A recording from the late 60s by Virgil Fox, organist Virgil Fox, and his heavy organ. This used to get played regularly on underground radio in the late 60s, early 70s, if I remember correctly. His rendition of Bach's Toccata and Fugue in D minor, recorded with live at the Fillmore East with the Pablo's Lights Show. It's Cheesy Organ on this edition of Sounds Unusual. Up ahead, vinyl vinyl, all vinyl, in fact, this evening. Jocelyn McNeil at the pipe organ we'll hear in a few minutes, as well as Ashley Tappan playing the Hammond organ. We also have vinyl from the likes of Lenny D. And we're going to start off with some electronic organ, as they said, referred to it back in 1962, from A Night at the Organ, K-N-I-G-H-T. This is Sir Julian with his rendition of George Shearing's Lullaby of Birdland.
Thank you.
to Sounds Unusual here on KRVS.
Thank you.
listening to Sounds Unusual here on KRVS.
Thank you.
That's the Happy Organ from the Happy Organ Goes Country LP, 1976, from Sunnyvale Records. No one knows what goes on behind closed doors. And before that, another Somebody Done Somebody Wrong song. We're doing all vinyl and all cheesy organ this evening on Sounds Unusual. Again, that's from Happy Organ Goes Country. Before that, Lenny D from his album Delightful on Decca Records. Can't see a date on this one anywhere. Appears to be the early to mid 60s, I would imagine. From the album Delightful, hi-fi organ solos with a beat. We heard a few things there. Birth of the Blues, Yes Sir, That's My Baby, Laura, and we began with Plantation Boogie. Before that, Ashley Tappan from the album Hammond Organ Requests at the Cafe Continental. That was put out on the Somerset Records label. Don't know the year, can't find the year on this one. We heard La Paloma and Fascination. Prior to that, Volume 10, very hi-fi organ, Jocelyn McNeil of the Pipe Organ, and we heard her doing Stormy Weather and the Dream of Olwen. And we started out with Sir Julian, A Night at the Organ, put out on RCA Records. And if I can find it. Yes, we heard Lullaby of Birdland. That was recorded in 1962. A little more cheesy organ. Again, from Volume 10 for Hi-Fi Living, Very Hi-Fi Organ on RCA Customs Record. Again, this is Jocelyn McNeil. Thank you. 1957 RCA Records release entitled Very Hi-Fi Organ. That was the Creole love call, Jocelyn McNeil. And we have to put a cap on our cheesy organ edition of Sounds Unusual, which was produced in Cypress Lake Studios here on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. A playlist for all of the albums and tracks heard, not like that you can probably find them anymore, are listed on our website under Sounds Unusual at krvs.org. I'm Cecil Doyle. Thanks for listening. Join us again next week for more
Sounds Unusual.